Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Let's fill the bathtub full of sweat.
What is this?
This is why I came, was for the music. You guys have the best bumper music, I think, on this.
I think Frank Cusimano wins that prize.
What does he play?
A lot of soul and just kind of music that makes you want to get up and dance with somebody you love.
Is that the case?
Yeah.
The 8 a.m. hour is brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020. Eric Messersmith from The Line Change filling in today, along with Ben Fredrickson from the Post-Dispatch. And, of course, Doug Vaughn, the Plowboy, Iggy, and the Sea Monster. Mike Johnson, former Blues forward and NHL Network analyst, to break down the Shattenkirk trade at 8:45. Kelly Chase will share his thoughts at 9:05. And Travis Terrell, former host of the We Are Live program, will be in studio with us at 9:30. 855-282-8255 on the text line. And, of course, later we'll give out the email of the day. You win a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. Right now, though, Doug, we have a special guest on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Timberfake, welcome to the program.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Oh, you sound down.
What's wrong, man?
Yeah, no, man. It's no offense, guys. I mean, I don't know who you guys are, really. No offense by that. You know, I know who Doug is, but I'm sure you guys know who I am. But
You're big. Oh, you sell out venues. Yeah, that's what you do.
I sell out venues, man. Mm-hmm. I do that. As sexless does that, man. But right. there's just a lot that needs to come out about the whole fight thing. And, you know, it's just, you know, when I was there with you, Doug, at Billy G's, you know, they gave me a bottle of mimosa. And, you know, it was 7 a.m. and I'm drinking mimosas like the champ did at the time, you know. So here's the thing, you know.
That was 6 months before the fight. What did that have to do with it?
Exactly, yeah. And there was no money. I didn't know I was getting paid. I didn't know what I was getting paid. I didn't know nothing about that. Right. So Buck Swopes tries to swope me like he does because he went to Priory and I went to the bar. He thinks he's smarter than me, which I get laid, and he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's just a dork that sits at home and sits behind a radio and a computer, just like most of the people on the fan page. That's why you're not on the fan page.
Are you calling out your next opponent right now? You want to go with Buck Swope?
No. I already have – it's in the contract. I already have a rematch with Ryan Kelly whenever he's – you know, it has to happen. I mean, it's in the contract, so I'm not worried about that, but – make a long story short, you know, I was getting hell on the fan page about people wanting me to donate what I made on there to Catherine Cares, you know, and I'm like, well, people don't understand that we were at the show and Catherine Cares is there, and they were not even involved in the charity thing, okay? Ryan Kelly had his two charities, and after I heard their story, I go, okay, I'm fighting for you guys. I want you guys to be a part of this. So I brought them along, and what I meant was that they were gonna get what the other charities got, and that's what happened. I mean, it's common sense, you know. You can misconstrue my words around when I'm, you know, that day or whatever, but that's what I meant, and Wayne knows that from Catherine Cares, and I came through with that, and I can't wait to help them raise more money. I cannot wait for that, and I'm always going to. I'm sexless. I love the kids. I love everybody. You know, that's what I'm saying.
So people are upset that you got paid for the fight?
Yeah, but they think that I'm going to give my earnings to Catherine Cares, which I never, ever said or meant like that, and they misconstrue my words.
Well, hold on a second. Did you not mean what you said?
No, I didn't. What I meant, you guys got to understand, there was no money involved even with the charities at that point. Ryan Kelly had his two charities, and Catherine Cares was there that day, okay? So I go, I'm fighting for you guys. I go, I want you guys to be in on this. And that's all it was. So people could say whatever they want. It could be fake news, say whatever. But that's the God honest truth, and that's what happened. I backed up what I said. I mean, people can hate that I get paid. I'm the money man. Like, I sell out venues. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Well, I agree that you should have been paid something. I mean, you were the one who was up there. You put your face and head on the line there. You should get something.
Yeah. And then that's fine, and that's nobody's business. But when people start seeing cashing checks at DBs, I know there's a rat. I told somebody that it was a joke. It was a joke, and they went around, and then it got the biggest ordeal. And, like, you know, that makes me sad, because I would never, ever, ever, ever mess with, you know, with charities or something like that, or ever. Nothing negative like that, man. Not ever. I would only want to bring good to something like that, you know. And that really hurt my feelings, man. That's not fair, and that's not what happened, or what that was about, actually.
So, I believe I saw a video of you at the Four Seasons right after the fight. So
I posted that. That was from 6 months ago. I was trying to pee people off.
I see.
That was from 6 months ago. I was trying to. People were making me mad, so I just wanted to show them, you know.
So Timberwake, did you take the fight seriously, though? I mean, you were out. Is that confirmed until the night before, until 7 in the morning?
Yeah, man. I didn't, and not against Ryan Kelly. I mean, he's a champ, you know. He's a great guy. He's a wonderful guy. Does a lot for the community. But no, I mean, I was literally at Pops until 8 in the morning.
Why?
Yeah, what kind of sense does that make?
Man, I don't know, man. Just the same way Hector Macho Camacho and all of them, you know. I don't. It's just the way it is, man. You know, I'm not saying I took him lightly. I still went the distance, though, at least. But, you know, if I was on my game, I mean, it would have been a different story. It just would have. Like,
how would it have ended differently? If you were on your game, if you were well-rested, if you got a good 8 hours of sleep and ate your Wheaties in the morning, what would have been different?
Just because I would have stuck to the game plan. And, I mean, I was drinking beers before the fight at the Limp Mansion, you know. I had the wrong crew around me. I mean, I had an entourage. When I rolled in with 100 people, man. Like, it's just out of control, you know? It's just honestly out of control. It was just a blur. And I still went the distance.
Why did you go to the Limp Mansion for a beer? That place is haunted anyway, isn't it?
Oh, no. I stayed the night there because I stay in sexy hotels.
Oh. Okay. You just thought that would look good.
You didn't stay in a hotel the night before the fight. You stayed at Pops.
No, but I checked in the Limp Mansion right after that. That's what you're not getting.
Can't check in at 8 in the morning.
No. How mad was Dave Jackson that you did this, that you partied all night?
Oh, man, can I say P-I-S-S-E-D on there?
No, don't say that.
Oh.
Say angry.
He was pissed, man. He was pissed.
He did anyway.
He's Cam Jansen.
He's still pissed, Timberfake. He's still pissed.
And I don't blame him, man. You know, if I would have stuck to his game plan, it would have been a different story. It really would have.
You think you would have beaten Ryan Kelly if you'd gotten a decent night's sleep?
And you know, I'm not saying it was just the whole thing. Like, they put me in the back and they put me in the alley, man. Like, I'm the champ. I should have been up in that room. It's like,
what do you mean they put you in the alley? Your dressing room?
In the back alley. No, they put me in the black alley. The back alley.
What are you talking about? You mean it's your dressing room?
Yeah, there was all the fans. Everybody's yelling at me, man. I'm just like, and they couldn't get my entrance song right.
Wow!
So you felt disrespected.
So now, if we're keeping, I'm gonna call them excuses, Doug. If we're keeping a track, list, we got Pops out till 8. Like, we got drinking beer before the fight. We got the fact that his dressing room was in an alley, and the fact that the fans were yelling at him. Mm-hmm. Both, if it wasn't for all those things, it would have been a different fight.
No, and there's more. There's more.
Oh, okay.
And it's like Roy Jones Jr. What's your excuse tonight, Roy? I'm not making excuses. Congrats to Ryan Kelly. He won. Okay? But I don't think it was 5 rounds and none either. The ref took a point, and if you watch boxing, when you take a point from somebody in a round, which he didn't knock me down that round, knocked me down once, he hit me with a good shot, but when you take points from somebody, they're either, you know, that's an even round, and they gave him 5 rounds. It don't make sense. So,
well, for what it's worth, Timberfake, I gave it. For what it's worth, I had a 3-1-1. I gave you the second round because I think you threw three punches and everybody else just held.
For calling a fair fight, and you know, and not against Ryan Kelly, but he fought dirty, man. He was hitting me in shots after the bell. he was.
Did he go low at all? He hits you low, below the belt.
Anything south of the border?
Hey, Timberfake, before we let you go, somebody wants to talk to you. Big Al is on line 3.
Oh, what's up?
And Big Al wants to say hello to you. Big Al, what's up?
Al! Big Al! Al! Al!
All right, we'll have to talk to Big Al later. Timberfake.
Oh, man, I love talking to Big Al.
We got to let you go, though, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
I just want to tell my side of the story. And, you know, congrats to Ryan Kelly, man.
All right, now let's go to the man, Ryan Kelly, who joins us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Ryan, did you hear what Timberfake had to say? What's your reaction?
Well, I heard parts of it. Not much reaction there at all. You know, I won the fight, 5-0. I would have done everything I had to do to win the fight. That meant training harder, this, that. It wouldn't have been an issue. I watched what he was doing, put together a plan, and I went in there and took care of business. But at the end of the day, the three charities won. Friends of Kids with Cancer, Catherine Cares. Let's not forget Three Little Birds. They're the big winners after that fight.
No doubt. Hey, Ryan, I saw a picture of your new billboard.
Fabulous, isn't it?
Right, now, where is this? For folks who haven't seen it yet, describe it.
Well, it's pretty easy. It says the Home Loan Champ.
The Home Loan Champ.
It's got a pair of gloves on it.
You know, after the Monday morning, we were back in the office working, believe it or not, do a lot of mortgages. And I said, hey, call a boy over there at the billboard company, Justin Beeston, and excuse me, let's get a billboard up on the, you know, up there. So we did it. And wasn't a lot of design effort, just Home Loan Champ. We put some gloves on it, popped up, like I said, I think about Monday after the fight. And they move around. There's two of them, digital boards. So it's a two digital board contract, 30 days. We've already changed the copy. It's not changed now. It will be sometime today. Moved on to another event that we're working hard on. And I'm just happy that I could be part of something like this, raise the dollars that we did, raise the awareness that we did for three credible organizations.
Now, Ryan, I haven't talked to you since the fight, and I was a little worried when I got done calling a fight. I said, God, I hope I did that right, because not only do I love Ryan Kelly, but he's a title sponsor. I hope I didn't say anything bad. Did you listen to the broadcast, and did you think I was fair?
I did listen to it. Was that Saturday or Sunday when it came out on through Twitter? I think it was on Sunday that it came out, Iggy. And it was good timing. I had just gone outside. I had about 4 hours of yard work to do. I had some limbs that had come down the week before. I had a chainsaw out. I was cutting them up. I was blowing leaves, doing all that. Put my headphones on, and I listened to the fight while I was working. And I thought you did a great job. I thought you did an incredible job, actually. And glad you were there to, you know, put the for all the people at home so that they could follow and they could listen. And I thought you did a great job, Iggy.
Well, I just want to make sure I was fair. I had Larry's.
So did Larry. Larry was great, yeah, as always. I think that his performance speaks for itself. Not a lot I have to do to brag or talk about that. It was an incredible thing he did.
Yeah, I let him do the knockdown. I said, if there's a knockdown, Larry, I'll let you do it. And when he knocked him down, I was waiting for Larry. There's a little pause there. Timberfake's down. But I wasn't sure if he was down because he fell on his own like nine times. I wanted to make sure it was actually a knockdown.
Larry's an incredible guy. I'm not a big Snapchat person. You know, I get roped in a lot of things. And most of the guys and girls in my office are on Snapchat. So they grabbed my phone one time. They put me on Snapchat. It's actually a pretty cool thing if anybody uses it. I wake up really early, including Saturdays and Sundays. I'm up at 5:30, 6 a.m. So when I get up, I look at my Snapchat on the weekends because I get to see all the wildness that the guys and girls in the office did overnight. You know, a lot of our team members, you know, some of them are in their late 20s and they still go out. They still do fun stuff like at Mardi Gras, not like us old people. Anyhow, so like on the weekends, it's cool. I get to, you know, check my Snapchat at 5:30, 6 a.m., see all the party and see all the fun stuff that all the kids are doing. And then when I check back about noon, it's all down. You know, they wake up and like, whoa, why did I put all that out there? They take it down. But anyhow, Larry Nichols sends me a Snapchat every night and every morning. Good night, Ryan. Good morning, Ryan. Good night, Ryan. Good morning, Ryan. And it's pretty funny. My wife and I kind of got behind and I hadn't checked it in about a week. So we went through them last night and it was about, well, a week's worth, 14. Good night, Ryan. Good morning, Ryan, to Larry Nichols.
At least he's
consistent. Great American.
Ryan, will there be a rematch? Timberfake says it's in the contract. It has to happen.
You show me a contract that we signed that says rematch on it, and then I'll have that conversation.
Oh, doesn't sound like there's going
to
be one.
Are you implying that Timberfake is having having trouble sticking to the facts of the agreement?
I mean, I'm a busy person, and that was quite the event. Am I saying won't have a rematch? No, I won't tell you that I won't get in the ring with him again. I mean, heck, I got my first fight out of the way now. Now, I started boxing training. You know, I never stopped, really. I was back in it first thing, right after. I'm a different fighter now. Got that out of the way. Would I do a rematch? Now, I'd entertain that thought. If Timberfake wants to put the whole thing together, promote it, do all the licensing, do those space, put it together, find a way to, you know, to fill the stadium like he claims, and maybe raise $30,000 for charities, I'd get in a ring today for $30,000 for charity. No problem at all. I don't care who it is.
Ah, the marker's been laid down.
I think what will we see first, the rematch here or Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather?
Oh,
you had to guess, Doug.
I'll let Doug answer that one for me.
Well, if you're waiting for Timberfake to put everything together, yeah, we got a better chance. We got a better chance to see an Ali Frazier fight again.
After all the, you know, crap he did, you know, I just. you put it together. You see what, you know, Tim McKernan and everybody there at Inside STL went through to put that fight together to raise those dollars so that it could just, well, I'm going to slow down before I get excited. You put it together. You know, you're the man. Put it together. Put the rematch together. Get 30,000 in donations for three local charities. I'll show up and fight you any day, anywhere you want. That's it. You know, but don't come at us like, hey, go do all this hard work again so that I can show up half drunk, making excuses why I lost, cause a bunch of drama after the fight. I mean, I just don't have time for that. We got mountain climb still this year. We have a lot going on with serious dollars going to serious organizations. And if you want me to take my time out of my training and everything with my business and my family, then you put it together and get some real dollars behind it. And then I'll show up and I'll fight you. But too busy to be trying to go through all that again. And he's 6 months. I mean, that's just crazy. Does he have any idea what I'll be doing in 6 months? I'll be about ready to summit two mountains in Mexico for 14 days to raise $50,000 for charity. I just makes up stuff, whatever.
Well, he's pretty busy too. He's Sex Lewis.
Yeah, right.
Maybe you don't know that.
He's got many engagements at Pops. Listen, they last till 8 in the morning sometimes.
I talked to him briefly after the fight, and I said, you know, I put it all aside. I said, here's the deal, dude. Come by the office this week. Come on by. You know where I am, 1600 South Brentwood. I'm in the office 50 hours a week minimal. I'm in there every day, 50 hours a week. Come on by. Let me show you around the office. Let me introduce you to the people. Let me show you what we do and how business gets done. So call me this week. No problem. I'll do it. You think I heard from him last week? Let me tell you the difference. When I was young and somebody in my position would have said that, I would have hung up the phone. I would have studied their company, learned everything about their business that I could, taken 50,000 pages of notes. I'd have called you Monday morning. I would have said, I'm stopping by. And I'd have blown you away with my knowledge about what you do and hope that someone found me a job there or some other company. I haven't even heard from him about that until late last night. He starts messaging me. Hey, buddy, I'm coming for the strap. I'm like, wasn't that last week? You know, whatever. Bring the strap, dog.
There's still some tension here, fellas.
Yeah,
there's still a lot of tension.
Give the man his strap.
Because when I wake up in the morning, you know, and I got things to do, and I see 57 things on my Facebook, they keep tagging me until 4, 5, 6 in the morning. It's just like, got to untag myself from that stuff and move on. And we're just, the fight was great. Let's end it where we started. We raised money for three incredible charitable organizations, Friends of Kids with Cancer, Catherine Cares, Three Little Birds for Life. And at the end of the day, they're the winners. And, you know, if you want to put a rematch together, that's great. I'll let that one fall on Camp Timber Fake. And you show me that there's $30,000 going directly to charities, and I'll show up any day, anywhere you want.
Well said, well said.
Ryan, before we let you go, tell us what you guys have going over there with the Home Loan Expert team.
Well, we're busy. We're having fun, too. Purchase season's here. Houses are selling day one, multiple offers on them. If you're even considering buying a house this year, let's get you pre-approved. 5-minute phone call to my office. We'll get you pre-approved same day. And that pre-approval is more than just a letter, you know. It's a letter from the Home Loan Expert office that, you know, based on the information we have, you're ready to sign a contract and buy a house. And we'll go over rates and payments and everything else with you and kind of give you an idea. Okay, should you be looking at a $150,000 house, a $200,000 house? Of, you know, what's your price point, what you should be looking at for your payment? So it's a hot market. It's time to get pre-approved, and we have people all day getting pre-approved, and we're anxious for this year. And then refinancing. I mean, interest rates have come back down almost the same levels they were at right before the election. I mean, literally, we're right there. So people are jumping back on that going, okay, it's I have some time. Let's get this done. Let's get a good rate. Let's refinance. Maybe pull out some cash, pay off some debt, and start this year off right. I'm Ryan Kelly. I'm the Home Loan Expert. And I mean, nobody makes refinancing or buying a home easier. Why would you go anywhere else? Call me directly today. I'd love to work you up options. I'll put someone on my team on it. 314-781-9700. That's 781-9700. Always online at thehomeloanexpert.com. My company's the Home Expert LLC. Boys, I think that's it. I got to get back in here and get work done. And I'm always available if you ever want to talk about the fight again. I think I kind of said my piece. You know, it is what it is. There's, it's over. And if you want a rematch, put it all together. Show me 30,000 for charitable organizations. Then we can sit down and have a serious man-to-man conversation about it.
The important thing is the charity's got the money, and that was the big point. And and it was a great event. And congratulations on pulling it off, man.
We had Judy in my office from Friends of Kids with Cancer yesterday afternoon. She came in. We're shooting a video together. We're doing some stuff to, you know, raise more awareness for friends. And, I mean, this lady is such a sweetheart. She was at the fight. You know, I don't know if you guys know Judy. If you've ever had the pleasure of meeting her, she's an amazing person. She runs the show over there. And she's about 5 foot. I don't want to offend her, but she's, you know, 5'5", somewhere in that range, about my sister's height. And I come out of the ring, and she just runs up and gives me the biggest hug. You know, she's kissing me. I just, all right. And And yesterday I got to hear about what, you know, what they did, but they were Friends of Kids with Cancer, you know, they got a lot of extra of those donations. If you recall, I bought 50 tickets and then I resold them. And when I resold them, that meant you had to go to one of the three charities' websites and donate money. Send me proof you made a donation. I would give you some of the tickets. We double dipped them. But yesterday I got to hear the stories about what Friends is going to do with that money. It was just unbelievable. It was a cool thing. I'll leave it there. I'm Ryan Kelly, a home loan expert. Love to talk to you about your mortgage. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Ryan.
Hi, thank you, Ryan.
Ryan Kelly with us after Timber Fake. Hey, Doug, do you know what the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After is?
I probably should.
It's from the Post.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. And it might be a little early in the day for a cheesesteak, but if
never,
any,
no such thing.
If any lemmings out there are looking for a great cheesesteak, I would.
Plowsy says never too early for a cheesesteak.
A lot of our listeners are plus sized. And they would enjoy an early morning cheesesteak or three.
Or early like morning, late night.
What do they call it? Clousy, stay posted. My friends.
We're talking about self-driving cars, but they're a little ways down the road. So if you're looking for an old-fashioned ride, go to Gateway Buick GMC. They're having a Lucky Spring service department sale. It's going on now. Rebates available at Gateway Buick GMC to put $100 back in your pocket. Book your appointment today online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or on the Gateway Buick GMC mobile app. Download their app free in the mobile app store. Gateway Buick GMC now offers lifetime warranties on new and pre-owned vehicles. Gateway, the right way. 888-865-9419 or online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Doesn't sound like, reading between the lines, a rematch is very likely, in my opinion. Do you guys see Timberfake putting it all together to get back in the ring?
No, not a chance.
Given how seriously he took his preparation for the first
He might not want to get back in a ring with Ryan Kelly.
Yeah, he was battered pillar to post.
I get the impression that Ryan might be a little more motivated if they were to meet again.
Well, that's his daily. Yep. That's his yearly payday. So,
and Iggy, I had a few drinks, but I also would have scored at 3-1-1. So it's not. I mean, Timberfake did, I think, win a round and maybe draw another, questionably. But if he trained and actually took it seriously, might have been a fight.
I had him even going to the fourth round. I mean, Ryan won the first round, I thought. The second round, if you go back and look at the video, I think I called that right because I think Timberfake landed three or four punches and the rest of the round was just holding and falling and grabbing legs and nobody really did anything. And then the third round, I gave it to Ryan Kelly, but he had a point taken away. So I don't know how you can give him 5-0. I mean, that's you take a point away. It's 9-9. That's a draw of a round. So I had a 1-1-1 after three. And I was told by a very reliable source that after the third round, Timberfake looked at Dave Jackson and said, I quit.
Oh.
And Dave Jackson went ballistic, started slapping him in the face and cussing at him and said, get your ass back out there. I didn't do all this training. So he went back out, but he wanted to quit after three.
Hey, if you're headed down to Cardinal Spring Training in Jupiter, Florida, check out Guanabanas, half-off happy hour every day, 3 to 6 p.m., 50% off appetizers, well liquor, house wine, $6 signature drinks, and $3 draft beers. They've got live music Wednesday, Friday nights, also Saturday happy hour and Sunday nights as well, 21 and over, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. for the music, lunch and dinner 7 days a week with breakfast on the weekend starting 8:30 to 11, 100% off their seafood caught within the state of Florida, clam, shrimp, fish, blue crab, etc. You can check their website for the live music calendar. That's at guanabanas.com. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. And they're located, of course, in the Jupiter Inlet District right along A1A across the street from Bluefin Surf and Paddle Company. Doug, when you were down there, did you check out Guanabanas?
I was there a year ago, but not this time. I didn't have time this time. But
he was too busy.
There. Oh, yeah. Yeah, lady journalism and all that.
Doug gave us a spring training schedule yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It was very intense.
A lot of hard work?
Made me tired just hearing it.
Well, it's a lot of hours, that's for sure. I don't know how much hard work it is. Most of it's standing around. Standing there waiting for players.
But standing around with that camera equipment gets heavy and the microphones.
Well, I had to hold the microphone.
Well, yeah, that can get heavy.
So that was a drag. I know. I've kind of recovered, but I don't know. I don't think a lot of people are going to feel sorry for me.
I think they will. The media today, it's been a tough time. I'm tired from spring training. You're dealing with the loss of Kevin Shattenkirk, a great quote.
I've noticed people really have a lot of sympathy for those who work in sports media. Well of sympathy for those of us who work in the business. On the appliance discounter phone lines, we've got Adam on the phone right now. He wants
Listen.
What?
First thing, Ryan Kelly's a stud. He's a self-made man. And all the respect out to that guy, right?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Other thing, Doug, you alt-right piece of crap.
Whoa.
You listen here for a second.
All right.
Because if my daughter wants to be in the Boy Scouts, she has every damn chance in the world to do it, okay?
Why doesn't she go to the Girl Scouts? What's wrong with the Girl Scouts? What's wrong with the Girl Scouts?
No, if she doesn't, if she wants to tie ropes instead of selling cookies, she should be allowed to do it.
Well, why can't Girl Scouts tie rope?
Girl Scouts can tie rope.
Oh, get over yourself. No, it's not. I know. It's 2017. If she wants to be in the Boy Scouts and go on camping trips, then she damn well is allowed to do it. I'm tired of you saying
don't the Girl Scouts go on camping trips?
They do.
Sure they do. She can do it there.
American Girl Doll's making a boy doll.
Well, see, now you're trying to defend being progressive, yet you're doing it by stereotyping Girl Scouts. They do outdoor activities. They tie ropes. They go camping.
Right.
My quarrel's with Doug.
He didn't like that argument at all.
Are we talking transgendered scouts or just regular girls?
No, we're just talking about regular girls or transgender, whatever the heck you want to be.
Well, there's a difference there.
If you have a penis or not.
There's a difference there when you're talking about rules.
And you want your son to be able to go into the girls' bathroom, right?
I have a daughter, you idiot.
Okay. If you had a son, you would want him to be able to go in the girls' bathroom and the showers and all that,
right? I want
him
to pee where he feels comfortable peeing. Get over yourself.
Yeah, all right. Boy, you're making some great points. Making some fantastic points.
Thanks for the call, Adam. I feel like we solved a lot with that discussion.
I don't know where that came from.
Adam,
were you saying something about his daughter wanting to be in the Boy Scouts at some point in the show?
No.
Okay.
He actually doesn't come up very much, believe it or not. I don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about Adam.
I don't understand why he needed to put down the Girl Scouts like that.
Well, that's the alt-left
position. Define organization.
It's the alt-left position. What's right is now wrong. What's up is now down. Everything's got to be different.
No, here we go.
Well, I was a Boy Scout. I don't believe I was ever allowed to go to the Girl Scouts.
No.
Would you have wanted to?
Maybe.
I don't care if my daughter ends up gay.
I wasn't a horny dog back then. I wasn't thinking about sex, but...
At what age?
I don't know, however old I was when I was in Boy Scouts. What, 11, 12?
Were you guys I was not a Boy Scout, 13? But I brought home the brochure from school, and I was already playing, playing sports and stuff. My mom told me years later that she threw it away. I was really excited, they had this brochure about archery. I mean, if you're in grade school, archery sounds like, that's epic. That's Robin Hood. That's awesome.
Right.
So I brought it home, and my mom just trashed it and hoped I never brought it up again. I didn't.
The scouting thing is a great thing.
Oh, yeah. I would know, if I was in Boy Scouts, I would know how to read a map. Don't know how to do that. I would know directions. Don't know those. I would know how to tie knots. Don't know that. I mean, I know nothing. I'm useless as a male.
Yeah, the kids that I know that went through it all the way through to high school, they're all quality kids. It's just that nowadays, if you're involved in sports, there's just no time. You have to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
If you're in any kind of a select sport or high school, if you pursue sports even from middle school on, there's just no time.
I remember the Troop 361 and the little vans that they used, like when you go on camping trips, they're still up there parked in the St. Mary Magdalene lot.
You get nostalgic when you drive by them?
I do. Well, I get my haircut right next door to there, so I go out and smoke while the dye in my hair, my blonde is drying, I go out and smoke. and the 361 is still there. But you didn't really take it that serious back then as they do now. Now, being an Eagle Scout is a huge deal.
Yeah.
I was a Life Scout. I think I was one or two merit badges short of a Eagle Scout.
Why don't you hang in there?
I didn't care. I couldn't get through the architect merit badge.
Is that one of your life's great regrets?
No, because back then you didn't care. I
got my wolf, bear, and lion badges, and then I became like a weeblow or a lizard. I was a lizard or something.
What? What was that first one?
A weeblow is weeblow. What
I'm
happened.
Sorry, what is it?
That's a transition between Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts.
So you were transitioning.
Well, I was thinking about it, but then...
Change your mind?
They had some big test, some big tie all these knots, and I remember the guy was going to come over to our house.
You got nervous.
I did.
You were scared.
I don't want to be a damn sailor.
Why do you have to come over to your house?
I don't know.
You need to come over to your house. You could have gone to him.
Yeah,
that
seems like a little strange there.
Yeah, if the scoutmaster wants to come to your house, that's time to get out.
Did he want
to
be alone with you at the house?
No. I forget why. I guess they were trying to get more kids to go from Cub. Everybody was a Cub Scout. Every kid was a Cub Scout. Back then, anyway. And they were trying to get more to go on into Boy Scouting. And they made me a lizard or a weeblow.
Weeblow. I've never heard the lizard. But I did go through Boy Scouts. I think I was actually a sophomore in high school when I stopped. So I went.
Wow.
a long ways. I was never close to an Eagle Scout, and I was pretty much terrible. I just did it for, like, the camp getaways. But then we had our lead. I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he actually did get arrested or not.
Oh, no.
But he kind of just disappeared from our...
I think scouting's a pretty big thing in smaller towns, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, huge.
Yeah,
huge.
But for that don't have all the recreational opportunity you'd get in a big town.
My Weeblow outfit still fits.
Does it really?
Yeah.
This from 7th grade.
Yeah.
You can wear your clothes from 7th grade.
Well, it's now it's almost a belly shirt, but the buttons will still fit around my torso. And yeah.
I was proud of the Cub Scout shirt.
I loved it. The Tiger Cub.
I think the gear was the coolest part of it. Yeah. It's like, you know, that's how they get you wanting to do it. It's like, oh, they see all these archery brochures. You see the badge. And you think that's pretty cool.
Right.
It's like the same thing with Taekwondo. Like when I was little, I decided, oh my God, I want to do Taekwondo.
Yeah.
Like saw these belts, you know.
You gotta start judo chopping.
Oh
people
my God.
Throat. Yeah.
So I started going to the classes, and my mom, you know, she knows me how pathetic I am. She said, all right, well, we're not gonna get you the uniform. Like go in your workout clothes. If you go for a week, then we'll get you the uniform.
Fair
and I was upset because everybody else is in there in the uniform and I'm in there in shorts and all I wanted to do is punch the bag. So they make us do all these stupid push-ups, all these knuckle push-ups. It was awful. At the end of the class, they're like, all right, now we're going to punch the bag. I go up, I punch the bag. The bag's hard as hell.
Oh,
like, it's like punching the table. I thought, I'm done with this. I didn't go back.
You quit, didn't
yeah.
you?
Well, the fun
well,
parts
way to
were
stick
the,
to it.
The fun ones were the camp out, the jamborees and the camp outs, the overnights, the weekends. And if anybody out there was a Boy Scout and can tell me, give me the title of this, I'd appreciate it because I can't think of it. But it was one jamboree where it was a big one for me. Not only did I get the mile swim merit badge, but they line you around the lake in a circle. There's like, I don't know, 40 different troops from all over the Midwest there. And you go around, you're lined around the lake holding like candles or something. And this Indian, I'm sorry, Native American.
That's right.
He was an Indian back then, they called him. And he would just go around the lake, and one person from every troop was picked by your troop and your scoutmaster to be the one that I think they call it. You get knocked out, and the American Native American will go around, stop in front of you, and give you a shot on your shoulder and knock you backwards. And then these people, they blindfold you and they take you out in the woods and drop you off.
And sounds awful.
And the next morning, you have to sleep like that. And the next morning, you have to wake up and find your way back to camp.
Why would you do that?
But I can't. Well, it was kind of, you get a nice badge for that. And
what was the point of the Indian hitting you?
It's some kind of ritual. I don't know what it was. If anybody out there knows, text in because I cannot think of what it was called. But
we're getting a lot of texts about people with their recollections of being in Boy Scouts. This texter says, Steve in Des Moines, our scout master had relations with my buddy's mom and got kicked out.
Oh, now that's fine.
They're now divorced. Yeah,
at least it wasn't with you.
Yeah, better than the scouts.
Yeah. I went on a trip with my youngest a while ago, one of these things at Beaumont Reservation.
Yeah.
Big Boy Scout camp. And we got there, and the bed was, they had like a cot, but only had like three slats in it. And it was like, the alternative was to sleep on the ground. And there was all kinds of spiders, walking sticks, and just horrible creatures out there. I said, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's...
I'm 50 years old. I am not doing this. So the neighbor and I got back in the car, and we went to Eureka at the Walmart there and bought a big tent. And we came back and pitched a tent, and we slept like normal people.
You didn't like those burlap tents they had
back
in the
day? No, there's some spider webs everywhere. I'm just not doing it.
It holds the heat really well in the summer.
This is torturous. I don't have to do this.
How many times do you tie those knots in real life? I mean, do you ever really need to tie? Like, when's the last time you needed a strong, sturdy knot?
Maybe if you had a boat.
I guess so. But really, all you do with the boat is you just take the rope and kind of weave it in between the things on the docks. I mean, they got the things on the dock right there these days. I guess if you ride horses, maybe.
I don't think we need knots like we used to.
That's a good take.
Yeah.
Are knots becoming outdated?
Yeah.
We've got...
We workshopped that. Now we got Velcro. Who needs the knots?
We've got Mike Johnson, former Blues forward NHL Network analyst, coming on in a few minutes to talk about the Shattenkirk trade. I feel special today hosting because we've talked to Timber Fake and Ryan Kelly, and now it's like the morning after All-Stars. Now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, we have the one, the only, Big Al.
Oh, hello, Al.
Morning, boys.
What's up, Alzy?
Hey, Iggy, that was the hedonism badge. Because if you get out in the woods and find your way back to camp, that was your hedonism badge, so you could go to Hedo.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it's called, though, but It could. It's...
I thought I was onto something. Hey, Doug, so let me get this right.
Yeah.
Your Weeblow instructor wanted to come over to your house and tie you up in knots.
Well, it wasn't to tie me up.
What
they had a whole little board.
Where were your parents?
They were there. They had a whole little board with examples of the knots that I had to tie, and I had to know the names of them and everything. I said, I'm not doing this. I'm not. Someday soon we'll have zip ties and Velcro, and I won't need this. I was a bit of a soothsayer.
I bowed out at the Weeblow level two, Doug, and that's an honest truth. And I got my uniform downstairs, and no, it doesn't still fit me, Plowsy. Dang. So a couple things real fast. Hats off to Ryan Kelly and Timmerfake for a fight. Timmerfake, I'm really disappointed in you almost as much as Dave because you didn't give it your all. And then you come out, you've been partying all the whole time. We were worried right up until the time of the fight, Fake, because we were worried you were going to bail out and cost Timmy a lot of money. In fact, there was a point where we dang near called it off. So you know what, Fake? This is all on you, pal. You talk, you're sexy, whatever, but when it's time to show up in the second round, you're ready to quit. And Adam, on to you. You're a little Salt and Smee, you're a little cute dude. But don't be coming at Doug like that, okay? Your little stuff, your little shtick is getting old. So here's the deal, Adam. If the next fight when it comes around and you want to go on an undercard, Mr. Salt and Shmee, I'm 55 and I'm ready to go.
Wow.
You're going to punch him out, are you?
Big Al's ready to step off. He said, enough with the arm wrestling. I'm ready to box.
Yes, he is.
All right, Big Al, we got to let you go, buddy, but thanks for checking in. That's Big Al joining us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. It's a Hockey Tuesday at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. They're proud to be partners of the Blues once again this season. They've got many awesome events planned for Blues fans at all of their locations. Every Tuesday, they've got their Tuesday night Hockey Night Blues ticket giveaway. Pull up a front row seat, watch all the Blues action at Hotshots, enjoy awesome Blues specials, a shot at great prizes, and free high fives for every goal. During each party, Hotshots customers can enter to win a pair of Blues Plaza level tickets to be given away at the conclusion of the game. Have a beverage, come by, enter to win the Blues tickets. Hotshots is St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time. Proud home of Blues fans for over 25 years. Daily Bud specials, 50th anniversary specials on Hotshots root beer barrels and blue shots after each Blues goal. Blues Long Island and Blues Bomb specials, Blues Sampler appetizers for $6.95. The Hotshots in St. Charles tonight is the Tuesday night hockey location.
I'm pretty sure our next TMA is a week from Thursday, TMA live event, and I think it's at the Edwardsville Hotshots, if I'm not mistaken.
And, of course, Hotshot sponsoring the email of the day. Get your emails in now. We'll do that next hour for the free Lemmings lunch. Joining us now on the Appliance Discounter phone line is Mike Johnson, former Blues forward and now an NHL Network analyst. Mike, how are you, sir?
I am doing very well. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. All right. Mike will be part of the NHL Network's 12 hours of live trade deadline programming. That begins at 7 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. So, Mike, the Kevin Shattenkirk deal in terms of the Blues' perspective, given his restrictions that he didn't really want to sign a long-term deal, how do you think they did with the return they were able to secure?
It's okay. I think Kevin Shattenkirk was the best player or is the best player that is going to move at the deadline here. And I guess when I saw what Martin Hanzel and Ryan White garnered for Arizona from Minnesota, you know, a first, a second, a conditional that could become a second. Shattenkirk's much better than Martin Hanzel, would have a much greater impact on your team's success or failure. So I figured, well, if that's what Hanzel's worth, then Shattenkirk is worth more than that. It turns out he's worth something pretty similar to that. So it's okay. I mean, the market is what it is. Doug Armstrong knows what he's doing. He would have taken it all around the league and seen what he could get, and that's what it would bear. But I, for a player as good as Kevin Shattenkirk, I would have expected a higher return given what we've seen so far in the last few days.
The groundwork for this was set as we kind of, as the Blues, you know, we've known the Shattenkirk trade was coming. We weren't sure what shape or form it would be in. Why is it for folks who are going, man, I love Shattenkirk. Why is he gone? Why was he a guy that did not fit with the Blues' long-term plans?
I don't know if he didn't fit in the Blues' long-term plans. I mean, I think there's part of it is that they have Alex Pietrangelo, who's an excellent defender, right shot, and they have Colton Parayko, who might be the Blues' best defenseman, who's also a right shot. So there's only so many dollars that you can allocate to your positions, and they have a wealth of good right shot defensemen. But it's more than that, in that it's pretty apparent with what Kevin has turned down that he has a very specific spot he wants to play in next year. And it's not St. Louis. It's not Tampa, where he reportedly turned down a $42 million contract. It's not Arizona, where he turned down a trade and extension. He wants to go play in the Northeast. And players don't often get to choose where they go, only kind of the one time when they become an unrestricted free agent. And that's the right that Kevin has earned. And so I don't even know if it so much was that he wasn't in the Blues plans, or it was that he wants to go play in New York or perhaps Boston, and he's going to take his chances this summer that he will be able to get to those locations. So for the right price, I'm sure the Blues would have liked to have him back because he's very good. But rarely a good player gets to be an unrestricted free agent, and then they can make a call based on hockey and lifestyle and family and geography and all those different things. And he clearly enjoyed his time in St. Louis, but he wanted to get back closer to home where he grew up, and that's completely fair. That is a rare opportunity for a player to exercise those rights, and he's going to do that this summer.
Right now, the Blues are in that second wild card spot, but just barely, 2 points up on L.A. You think without Shattenkirk, they can hang on and make the playoffs?
I do, of course. I mean, and that's what makes these trades so such a tough decision, because they are still right on the bubble. But, you know, they have every intention of making the playoffs. I don't think this trade by any means says we're packing it in, we're sellers, we don't believe. I think that if St. Louis, you know, can play well, can defend, if Jake Allen can continue to play like he has the last few weeks since the coaching change, then absolutely they can make it, because it's not like the teams around them are running away from them. I mean, Calgary's three up, but St. Louis has a couple games in hand. Nashville's a four up, one game in hand. So, I mean, they have opportunities to catch the teams around them, not just get away from Los Angeles. And while L.A. made an interesting move yesterday, or a couple of days ago, getting Ben Bishop to back up Jonathan Quick, they still have their issues in L.A. It's not like they are the juggernaut from six, seven, 8 years ago. So St. Louis absolutely is would probably be favored to make the playoffs over L.A. at this point.
Mike Johnson, former Blues forward, NHL Network analyst, joining us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan. Talk about this Zach Sanford kid that the Blues got in return from Washington. He played 26 games this year. He's only 22 years old. He had a very successful collegiate career at Boston College. What does he project in terms of his ceiling?
Oh, I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, he's never really been a big scorer. I mean, I think that's the concern if you are looking at him for the St. Louis Blues. And, I mean, even in college, I mean, he had almost a 40-point season at Boston College at one point, but only 13 goals in 41 games at college. You know, 11 goals in 25 games sounds pretty good in the minors, but it's tough to necessarily know how that relates. So I think he's a good skater. He's a very big guy. He's got a big body. He maybe looks like, if things go well, he could be a third liner, energy guy, physical guy. I don't yet see anything in his game that would make you think he will be a scorer at the NHL level. I know he's very young, but 22, you know, it's still 4 years after his draft year. I think you're kind of going to be what you're going to be. He's an NHL player, but he's not a top six. He's maybe a third liner in the right situation.
Do you think?
Go ahead.
Do you think the Blues are done making moves here? I mean, the trade deadline is Wednesday. Do you think that this is it? I mean, imagine that there was probably the guy who was targeted, but now that this is kind of a sign of, okay, we really are all in on the future and we want to compete this year, but the focus is on years to come. Do you think they try to do something else?
I mean, I think they're obviously open to continue to explore options, but I mean, the other big one was Patrick Berglund, who was a pending unrestricted free agent, and they elected to re-sign him. So it's not like they're just giving up on the season and just sell mode. They're still trying to build for the future while recognizing what they need to do. So I don't think you'll be seeing them do too much else as far as dumping out UFA. Scotty Upshaw is an unrestricted free agent next year, and that's it. So I don't know if you're going to see a lot other moves out of them. Perhaps they could add, as a rental, a depth defenseman if they want to try to replace some of what Kevin Shattenkirk left behind. But I imagine this is kind of going to be their team going forward. Maybe a slight tweak, maybe add a defenseman and see what happens. But they still want to make the playoffs. I mean, listen, They had a great run last year, got to the conference finals. It was a stepping stone kind of year. They were stung in the summer when Troy Brower, but maybe more specifically David Backus, left, and they lost them for nothing. They didn't want that to happen for a guy that they knew was going to leave. So that, as much as anything, is why Shattenkirk left. It's not so much that they were trying to make a dramatic statement about where their team is or isn't going. So I expect them to be pretty quiet the rest of the way. They don't have too much to move around with, and I don't think they want to add too much more salary.
Yeah, as excited as everybody was last year when they made that long playoff run, I don't think anybody thought that they needed to rebuild the team or that they would lose these kind of players, including Steve Ott and Brian Elliott. And did you see this coming at all? Are they headed in the right direction, or should we be concerned that they've got some lean years coming up?
They have some really nice pieces. It's a difficult situation. You know, teams kind of go through these natural ebbs and flows where you build, and then if you have a ton of success, it's hard to pay everyone, or eventually guys become unrestricted free agents and they can go elsewhere. It has happened quickly in St. Louis, where the team that gets on the ice tonight is going to look very different than the team that was on the ice, you know, a year ago that made that run in the playoffs. But I don't think by any stretch is it time to think, okay, we're set for some lean years. They still have very good core players, some really good young ones. Tarasenko, of course, Jaden Schwartz. I cannot overstate how important Colton Parayko is going to be for this team going forward. Robbie Fabry, when he gets better. They have some pieces that are pretty good. So they will certainly be competitive. They won't be one of the favorites going forward, but they are not in a full rebuild, tear it down, we're in trouble for the next several years. They will be competitive in the Western Conference going forward.
We're talking hockey with NHL Network analyst, the former Blue, Mike Johnson, on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. A lot of Blues fans calling for Doug Armstrong's head. Of course, he fired Ken Hitchcock this year, but he was the one who decided to bring him back in a lame duck status year with Mike Yeo as the coach in waiting. Mm-hmm. We've talked about some of the guys that have gotten away. I know Doug Armstrong is widely respected, you know, within the game and in hockey circles, but how would you evaluate the job that he has done in St. Louis?
Well, St. Louis has been a pretty good team the last 5 years, have they not? I mean, like, look around the league. They have not won. I get that. They've been unfortunate to be in the same division as Chicago, who is, you know, they're a juggernaut team right now. And some of their playoff losses, you know, to L.A. when L.A. won the Cup, to Chicago a couple times when Chicago won the Cup. There's no shame in that. I think he's done a really good job keeping St. Louis very competitive. They haven't had the playoff success they wanted. He went for it last year. And I think the St. Louis fans have to remind themselves of that. He could have done the easy thing, which would have been to trade David Backus at the deadline, trade Troy Brower, maybe even trade Brian Elliott last year. But he went for it, and with good reason. They got to the conference final. So, yes, it's unraveled pretty quickly this year. I do agree that the coaching decision last year was peculiar and unusual and maybe ill-advised, but it's tough to make a coaching change when you made the conference finals. They had a lot of success last year. They were one of the best defensive teams in the league, and your coach says, I want to come back and do one more year. It's hard to say no when you've had that kind of success. So I am sympathetic to his challenges and his and the decisions he has to make, and I think he's done a pretty good job if you look at the track record in the big picture of the last five seasons of how good St. Louis has been with him as their GM.
Mike, would you say the Capitals, in your opinion, are the likeliest team to win the Stanley Cup now? I know they've had some flameouts in postseasons past, but it seems like with the Shattenkirk addition that they moved to the top of the list in terms of favorites, right?
Oh, massively favored. I mean, if there's the only thing that would give you any kind of hesitation is their track record, is that they have not, with this, since Ovechkin has been there, they've not been to the third round. They have not gotten as far as St. Louis got last year. But beyond that, I mean, they're the best team in the league defensively. They're second best offensively. They run away with people. They have tremendous depth. They already had a very good defensive core. I mean, Kevin Shattenkirk will likely play on their third pair, which tells you all you need to know about how good the Washington Capitals are. Again, their biggest challenge is that they're going to win the Metro Division. So they're probably going to play the Pittsburgh Penguins or the New York Rangers in the second round. That is a very difficult matchup, and it's not out of the question that they lose that series. But yes, they are the decided favorite right now heading into the playoffs. If they have a healthy lineup, and given what we've seen out of all the other teams, it is Washington's Cup. Not to lose, but they are the favorite going into the playoffs for sure.
Mike, thank you so much for the time and the knowledge, my friend. We'll be looking forward to your 12-hour trade deadline marathon tomorrow on NHL Network.
Well, we need to slow down on these trades because we have a lot of time on air tomorrow. We need something to talk about. So hold off if you're the teams out there. Give us something a little tomorrow so we can work with it.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think they should keep us in mind. Again, we've been talking a lot about, you know, respecting the media today, and I think that fits in with today's theme.
That's right.
Thanks, Mike. Exactly, we appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
Mike Johnson, former Blue Forward, NHL Network analyst. He'll be part again of NHL Network's 12 hours of trade deadline programming tomorrow beginning at 7 a.m. Doug, I've been hearing a lot about Zero Res.
Well, it's a new sponsor, and they clean carpet is what they do. And it's usually when I look for a carpet cleaner, what I want most is a company whose name spells the same forward as backward. And that's what you get with Zero Res.
It's a very underrated thing to look for.
Yeah, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. And backwards, that's R-E.
Don't do that. Yeah, it's going to be hard. Yeah.
So it's easy to remember, and you're going to remember it if you have them out to your house to clean your carpets, because I could not have been more impressed with the job they did on my carpets. As I said, I've had all kinds of trouble with the carpets. The carpet was kind of old. It was very dirty. I got some Clydesdales that have nested in part of the carpeting. I was thinking about getting rid of the carpet and starting over. Don't have to now. Had Zero Res in just last week, and I mean, it looks brand new. And I'm not just saying that. The carpet all over my house looks absolutely brand new. They have this empowered water cleaning system that they use. They don't spray a lot of chemicals. It's kid safe. It's pet safe. They don't use a lot of chemicals. It's just this water system that they use. It really gets that dirt out of your carpet and makes them look fantastic. Right now, they've got what they're calling a kinda spring cleaning special going on. If you ask, you call Zero Res and ask for the $590, it's kinda spring cleaning special. They'll do three rooms, Zero Resified is what they call it, Zero Resified, starting at $119. Three rooms, $119, but the deal's not going to last very long. Here's the phone number you need to call to get it. 314-474-2020. I'll repeat it in case you didn't get it the first time. 314-474-2020, or you can go online at ZeroResSTL.com. They're new in the market. They've been in other markets, and they've had such wild success. They're expanding into St. Louis, and you'll see why when you get your carpets cleaned by Zero Res. Fantastic new company. And they have that gotta love it guarantee, where if you don't like the job they did, they'll come back and do it again to make sure that you do like it. That's Zero Res.
I know we have a text of the day. Do I have carte blanche to give that away at my discretion? And
sure.
Sea Monster says I do. All right, I'm going to give it to David Klein of Hedonism. He texts in, I love hearing Eric's sexy voice in the morning.
Wait, what?
That's the best one we've got.
So he wins the free RB sandwich.
There were lots
from
of good
Lion's
ones
Choice.
About Doug and
David Klein does not need another sandwich.
And D to D.
Doug said rear guard, and you give the text of the day to that?
I'm susceptible to flattery, really.
Oh my God.
That was
Cam Jansen on the text line. You sent that in. Oh. See what's going on here?
That works for Tim, too. Whoever calls and lays their hosannas at Tim's feet usually walks away with a sandwich.
I want to follow in his footsteps. Mm-hmm. This 8 a.m. hour is in the books. It was brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020. Plowsy, that stuff worked pretty good?
Yeah.
He says. Plowsy gives it the thumbs up.
Get the mic. Get the mic. There.
Don't say that on the mic.
Okay, yeah, it's great.
Coming up, more serious sports talk on the Kevin Shattenkirk trade with Kelly Chase of the St. Louis Blues broadcast team. And then a special treat next hour, Doug.
What?
Travis Terrell will be in studio from the former show, We Are Live, a good close friend of yours.
This is like the show of the former shows today.
It really is.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
I like that.
It's kind of like the Oscars. All those people who died, you see them again, you feel it warms your heart a little bit, and you think, all right, now we can put that to bed.
Our show has always been one where friends feel like they can drop in at any time.
That's nice. You're like that house in the neighborhood where you walk in and just open up the fridge, your buddy's house. Where
door's not even locked.
You just feel fine walking in and grabbing an oatmeal cream pie.
What a dysfunctional group it is, though. I mean, you had Timberfake and Ryan Kelly and Big Al last hour, and now Travis coming
up. That's not too bad for us. We've done a lot worse than that.
I'm Eric Messersmith of the Line Change, filling in today along with Ben Fredrickson of the Post-Dispatch, and of course, Douglas Elvin Vaughn. And this is the Ryan Kelly Morning After here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside STL.com.